At first she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. You can always watch the Triple Option with RBKD. Go to hornfm.com. You can tap into the Twitch stream. It's a Country Music Friday edition of the Triple Option with RBKD. You also can cyberstalk us. Hit me up at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. BK is at Brad Kellner in the Twitterverse. And Kevin Dunn at KevinDunn01. Everybody in Austin, really excited about the Super Regionals coming up. Texas baseball. Number two baseball team in the country will be taking on South Florida in the Super Regionals. First game will be Saturday, 8 p.m. prime time at UFCU Dishrock Field. It is sold out. We expect it to be.
Quickly, too.
Yeah, sold out really, really fast.
Did you say an hour?
I can't remember exactly how long it took for them to sell it out, but it sold out very quickly.
Wow. Yeah. That's great news. I'm so encouraged by what's going on there. And honestly, when I was doing play-by-play, that was something that I talked with former players about, and you could just feel it. I mean, I grew up at that field, and literally, I mean, I was there all the time. And one of the things I loved about it was that organic atmosphere and that just the electricity that you had with the Wild Bunch, you had with younger fans, you had with older fans. It really kind of hit every single age. And it sounds like that from listening to David Pierce that you're starting to see that a little bit more. But that Saturday night sound that I heard against Arizona State, that really took me back to the way it used to sound, you know, which was raucous.
That place was awesome.
Home field advantage.
I'm going to have a tough time not getting out there at some point this weekend. But I'm nervous about it.
Dude, you don't want to jinx it?
I know.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, would they lose last time you went out
now,
there?
The good news is I'm 1-0 inside the stadium.
Okay.
So I went to one regular season game.
Left field's going to be packed, man.
And it was the series finale against Tech, the only game Texas won in that three-game set against the Red Raiders. But yeah, the last game I went to, I went out and partied in left field, and that was the series opener against West Virginia at the last series of the regular season, and they lost. So now I'm like,
and it was Ty Madden, too.
It was Ty Madden,
who's elevating stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And had three hit out.
Gave up a few bombs, so I'm a little bit nervous. But, man, that atmosphere looked incredible last weekend, and it should be even more incredible this weekend with the game being late at night and obviously a super regional instead of a regional. It'll be special, and it's going to benefit Texas in a huge, huge way. Because South Florida, there's no way they've ever dealt with the crowd like this, especially not this year in the COVID year. But, man, I would guess 99, if not 100% of the players on that South Florida roster have not experienced a moment like this in their baseball careers.
They haven't. And as Rod pointed out, this is a pretty young team, too, which really is going to be great. Yeah, their best players are freshmen, which is really going to be good for them. This is going to be a good program the next couple of years, and they're going to learn a lot. But I'm guessing that they're going to learn kind of the hard way like a lot of freshmen do that. You know, you got to be able to manage your emotions and block that stuff out. We'll see. Maybe they do deal with it. They're going to deal with it better than Fairfield, but I've seen really good teams come in here and melt down because of that. So we'll see how much it does affect them.
Can I give y'all the number one reason why I'm afraid of South Florida this weekend?
Yeah.
There's only one
Florida
reason.
Florida man?
No, not Florida,
Florida
man.
Florida man.
There's only one reason why I'm even a little bit nervous about this USF baseball team.
There's not going to be any inverted hook'em horns.
That doesn't bother
me. Only going to be up.
Yeah, we're not going to get 15-yard penalties in baseball, which
that's true.
Would really benefit us. Boy, there should be a punishment for that for baseball, too.
Horns down?
I don't like it in football.
If anyone does horns down.
I don't like the penalty in football.
It's soft. Free base on balls for Texas.
No.
Soft. I'm kidding. Yeah, I can't stand it either.
It's a compliment. We're in their head.
Exactly.
Guys, where is the University of South Florida located?
In Tampa.
South Florida?
Yeah. Well done, Rod.
Yeah, it is.
Tampa. Tampa Bay has been winning in every sport.
Oh, they have.
Since a guy named Tom Brady got to town.
Oh, no.
Hockey?
Probably irrelevant. Definitely irrelevant.
Baseball?
It has nothing to do with the South Florida baseball team. But hockey, the Lightning won the Stanley Cup. Of course, the Bucks won the Super Bowl. The Rays made it to the World Series. And by the way, they have the best record in baseball this year, too. I'm just saying, maybe there's some Tom Brady magic. It's clearly rubbed off on the other pro teams in that town. Could it be rubbing off on the college team in that town? It's my one concern, is that they play in Tampa, and Tampa is winning everything right now.
Okay, you know what?
I got
something that I think can counter
Okay.
your Brady mojo. There is a Manning on campus this week.
That's true.
There's a Manning on campus, and we know if there is anything that can be kryptonite to the Brady Superman status, it's
Rob,
a Manning.
That's deep.
It's a Manning. Eli,
that is deep.
Even Eli.
Eli is the one we're looking
for. Dumb face.
Peyton is not the one we're looking for.
No.
Eli in the dumb face. But still, the Mannings, the first family of football, usually can offer some counter mojo to the Brady mojo. And I'm just saying, I believe there's a Manning on campus.
Yeah, we got to get Arch to the game.
So I'm just saying. Yeah, exactly. Can Arch get to the game?
That'd be a good recruiting ploy anyways, right, for the football players who are in town to experience that crowd.
Yeah.
I know it's a little apples to oranges with football to baseball, but it's still fruit, and it's still Texas fans. So that would be cool. Maybe Arch Manning will be in attendance.
And you can even lie, because the best crowds for Texas for my whole life have been the baseball crowds. When they're really rocking and rolling, you can say, imagine this electricity. And this type of people being lubed up and yelling, but 100,000, even though it's not. But
in a
still,
world.
In a world where
in a world.
This is times 10.
Yep. I'd play that card. I'd absolutely play that card.
Really? It's just like this, but more people?
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Yep. Exactly the same. And they're this close, too. And left field is a thing at the
right, exactly.
Too. Yeah, so that's my one concern. I like that counterpoint, though, Rod B.
Yeah,
that does help, but... Something about that city, man. Once
You're right.
again, it has nothing to do. It should have nothing to do with the South Florida baseball team, but
had nothing to do with the Tampa Bay Rays either,
or the Lightning.
Or the Lightning
and
either.
They both made it very far, damn near won the thing.
I bet you there are Florida fans that are thinking about that right now. As a 4 seed came in, who had a losing record most of the year, and they whip up on everyone and end up winning the whole thing.
Damn it!
Yeah. So there's my concern.
I hope you're wrong. Hope you're dead wrong.
Yeah, me too. Outside of that, I feel great about this matchup.
I do too.
Texas is
what
getting
if somebody
a gift.
Tweets about them in like the next couple of hours?
No, great.
Don't even speak that into existence.
Yeah, please do not.
If I find out that the South Florida baseball team has been following the TB12 diet over the last couple of weeks, I'm losing it.
Seriously.
I'm putting my money on South Florida. I'd never bet against Texas, but I think I'd have to if that was going on. But look, Texas. The way better baseball team here. South Florida is only in the tournament because they won their conference tournament. They were a bid stealer. They were actually sub 500 going into conference tournament play. They're the only 4 seed to move on to the Super Regional. This is a gift for Texas, KD.
Yep.
I mean, we talked about the regional being a favorable draw for the Longhorns. There was some concern with Florida or Miami if they were the team that came out of the Gainesville Regional, then okay, those are very quality programs that are consistent year in and year out. But then you get South Florida, the weakest team left in the field. This thing is shaped up as nicely as it could possibly shape up for Texas, and they've got a damn good chance to make a 37 trips to Omaha.
You asked me to draw this up before the tournament, and this is exactly, like I said, ideal. This is exactly probably what I would have drawn up.
Yeah.
And even saying that I want the 4 seed to be pushed to the max and have to use all their pitchers, and we'll see kind of where their arms are. But speaking of pitching, look, Texas is a 2.87 ERA. Guys, that leads the NCAA by a quarter of a run.
Oh.
Okay? They're 16th in fielding percentage, so they're a top 20 fielding percentage team. They play defense. They can hit for power, especially for this for at that ballpark and this program, which is not known for power. They've got a lot of speed. They just do almost everything right. Got to get your bunts down. I don't think that's going to hurt them this weekend when you're asked to bunt. And then you also got to just be smarter on the base pass. But I don't want to take away their aggressiveness, too, which I've said all year long has been such a big thing for this ball club. It's a likable team, too. It's a fun team. And before I believed in this team that they were going to be this good, I liked this team. And remember, I talked about that 3 months ago when I said, I'm really liking this club. They're a fun club to follow. So, look, this should be all set up, guys, to where Texas is making that 37th trip. And then you get in there, and who knows? You get to the top 8 teams, and anything can happen. This would be great. A great surprise for a team that, honestly, none of us before the season thought was going to win a national championship. If they were able to pull that off, and look, you just got to get into the dance, and they're 2 games away.
Absolutely. And I'll be honest, I kind of thought the ceiling for this team was here.
Yeah, I did too.
The Super Regional.
Yep, I did too.
They haven't gotten to Omaha yet, but they've got a really, really good shot. I didn't think they'd be the number 2 national seed. I honestly didn't think they'd be hosting a Super Regional if they got this far.
Right.
And here they are, and obviously icing on the cake. And we don't like cake references here.
Pie.
Yeah.
You guys don't like pie references.
Oh, we don't like
pie
either.
Cake.
Yeah. I'm good with cake.
Okay. Cake references are good.
Okay, that just...
She's baking the...
Yeah, yeah, I felt like Charlie Strong.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And,
I gotcha.
You got your South Florida parallel, and did I just put the hex on Texas baseball? Now, obviously, the cherry on top is getting to play a team like South Florida. Can we hear from Coach Pierce?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. A little less excitement that yeah. time.
Yeah. I was waiting to see how happy
yeah.
he is. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, let's go!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, hold on.
I've already heard it. That's why. I'm not going to go Dean on you. I may go Tubin, though.
Ooh. Oh. I have to apologize.
Apparently, Howard Dean's was worse than Tubin because Howard Dean got canceled and Tubin's back.
Which was ridiculous
it
at
was
the time.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I remember thinking, so wait a minute. You're not going to, this guy, you can't vote for this guy. So if you agree with his policies because of that.
Got too excited.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
David Pierce is thrilled with this conversation, I'm sure. He was on with Bucky and Aaron yesterday, yeah. and he was asked about South Florida and the challenges that they present. Once again, on paper, a favorable matchup for the Longhorns, but David Pierce talking about South Florida's pitching and some of the other things they bring to the table.
No doubt. I mean, it's going to be different than last weekend when we had a bunch of free passes. I think we earned that, but at the same time, these guys will attack the zone. You know, when you talk about relief pitching at the beginning of any season, you kind of just watch it evolve. And you can see how ours has evolved where, you know, tend to follow Ty Madden with the Tanner Witt to Nixon and then a Cole Quintanilla to a Nixon. And so they've done the same thing with their bullpen. And their starting pitching is giving them opportunity, and then their bullpen is playing very, very good roles for them. So, yeah, they're going to be tough, and they get in the box to do damage. They swing the bat. Not a lot of short game, not a lot of running in their game, but they definitely try to hit the ball out of the park.
That they do. So there's David Pierce talking about South Florida.
This is a crazy thing, and I know this sounds stupid considering he's first-team All-American. Oh, man, Grand Slam for Arkansas, and this thing's over with.
Yeah.
That he's a first-team All-American, but it shows you how good the other two pitchers are. South Florida's best chance, because they do just try and run into things, and they are swinging for the fences up there, and their average shows it, hitting 265 as a club. Ty Madden is probably their best chance if he is elevating stuff, because he'll provide the power.
Yeah.
And he has missed with his spots. I actually think Stevens and Hansen have been much better at hitting their spots the last month.
So Madden most susceptible to the long ball?
Yeah, and what does Stevens do? He's going to pound that sinker yeah. with a slider, and Pete Hansen is Yu Darvish out there. He's got like 15 pitches, and I say that because he may only throw three or four pitches, but he throws those at different speeds and almost different types.
His command has been pretty
it's
ridiculous.
Stupid.
That's why you feel good about Texas if this thing does go to a Game 3.
Yeah.
You hope it doesn't need a Game 3, but something happens, South Florida pulls one out, you've got the best number three starter in all of college baseball.
Yep.
That's the luxury that Texas has, and nobody else in the country has that. Nobody else in the country has... your favorite Tex-Mex joint, Rod B.
Mm.
We're lucky to have it right here in Austin, Texas, USA, America.
No doubt, my friends at Vaquero's. The reason I call it the best Tex-Mex experience in Central Texas is because it's just that. Whether you're talking about the service, whether you're talking about the food, I love it. I actually have my Tex-Mex fix on a Friday, every Friday. And sometimes I get my Tex-Mex fix even during the weekday. And you can do the same with Vaquero's. They've revamped the menu to make it even better. That's what I love about Vaquero's. They're not satisfied with the status quo. They're always trying to improve that experience. And right now, you can go check out that revamped menu at vaquero'scafe.com. Once you figure out what you want, give them a call at 512-382-7899 to place your takeout order, or you can just dine in if you prefer a beautiful day like today. The back patio will be spacious, lots of plenty of room out there. You also have a playscape adjacent to the back patio for the kiddos. You can ask them to come on out, bring the whole family out so they can enjoy the best Tex-Mex experience in Central Texas. They also have live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. weather permitting. And don't forget about that Sunday brunch. It is special. It is reminiscent of a royal feast. Don't forget about it. $19.99 for adults with unlimited bottomless brunch cocktails for just $20. That's the reason I call it the best Tex-Mex in the ATX.
Man, look at that Arkansas. That is a great stadium. Their fans are as into it and as loud as any out there. So hopefully Texas can try and replicate that a little bit. But I do think this atmosphere is, people love this team. And one of the things that makes it easier to love this team, you're going to have diehards that you can win everything 2-1, and I don't care. I'm good with that. But there is something about this team offensively in the Ivan Melendez. And, you know, looking at Zubia, Zubia has just been fantastic, guys. He's hit 338, 7 doubles, 2 triples, 7 home runs, and he's done that while reaching base safely 36 games. So that's in those 36 games that he's reached base safely. He walks, he hits for power. BK, he sprays the ball all over the place. This guy's just taking it to a different level. Good he's things. Learned from what he didn't do well previously.
Excuse me. Yeah, good things happen when that dude is in the box.
Yep.
I mean, he just every time he's up there, I feel like something good's going to happen for Texas, and more often than not, it does. He's a very smart player, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has just developed into a smart hitter, also a smart fielder, a smart base runner. Nowhere close to the fastest guy on the team, but he's smart with his decision-making on the base pass, and I think you've talked about that a lot, KD. You know,
I don't talk about Zubia, though.
You're worried about base running potentially being the thing that eliminates Texas from this tournament. Zach Zubia is not a guy you have to worry about. Once again, he's not a base-stealing threat, but he knows when to take an extra base, and his decisions out there are always great. And the leadership, I mean, you can't quantify that. He is one of the team leaders, and it's a player-led locker room.
Yep.
You've got some leaders, guys who lead with their voice but also lead with their actions, and Zubia for a long time around these parts has just led with his actions, man. He works hard. He brings it every single day on the practice field, and it translates to the games, and you're seeing it translate to the younger guys on this club too.
Remember we were trying to figure out when Antico was struggling who the leadoff guy should be? And I was like, man, if he can just get going, he's the perfect leadoff guy. But when you're hitting at the Mendoza line, you can't be leading off. And that's why his 263 Rod is actually pretty impressive. I mean, if you look at where he came from, this guy's been hitting the ball. And he's also hitting it for power. He's one of those leadoff guys. One of my favorite baseball players ever was Ricky Henderson.
I was like, I was always a fan of leadoff guys. Because leadoff guys were always the fast, athletic guys.
Right, but the guys that go yard, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like Ricky would. And they're fast and athletic.
The Springers of the world.
Yes. That's one thing I love about Springer, man. Springer dinger to get it going. And he can steal bags.
Was Kenny Lofton a leadoff guy?
Kenny Lofton was a leadoff guy.
I always wanted to be a cool, because leadoff guys were cool. Yeah. I wasn't good enough to be a leadoff guy, but that's what I wanted to be, the leadoff guy.
Kenny Lofton was on a Final Four team with Steve Kerr and Judd Bushler.
Really?
Sean Elliott.
They said Kenny Lofton could have played multiple sports professionally. Like, they thought he was that good of an athlete.
Yeah.
Like, he was legit.
I'd want to be the number 9 hitter. No pressure. Expectations are low.
Yeah.
They announce your name, everyone's like, oh, crap, this guy. And then when you deliver, hey, we love this guy. Right. He's awesome.
Found money.
Yeah.
And then you get pinch hit for a lot before the game's over, so it's a short day of work. You guys know I prefer those short days of work. Wow. So I'm in on that.
Oh, my God.
That's what I want to be right there.
Not bad.
I tell you what, though, and I just know this in my short career, that it gets into your head. I remember getting moved up to the 3-hole. And, you know, I let it affect me.
Oh, did you really?
Well,
you thought it was like an insult or something?
I put more pressure on myself.
To perform.
There were certain spots in the lineup that I liked. I liked hitting seventh.
So there's like a cushion in certain spots, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I liked hitting leadoff because I saw a lot of pitches.
Mm.
So, you know, it was one of those where you get put in a better spot, and it's like, I don't want to tell Coach, but I'm not that good of a hitter. You're expecting me to be the RBI guy? I'm not that guy.
I know myself, Coach.
Trust me, Coach. I'm not that guy.
Y'all remember when the Rangers moved Elvis Andrews up in the lineup a little bit?
Eating that number 2-hole up.
That's where that came from, isn't it? Yes.
Elvis was red hot as the team's number 2 hitter.
Number 2.
That is disgusting.
Eating that number 2-hole up.
That is great.
Can you do that during a game? Just doesn't seem family-friendly.
The number 2-hole, though, right?
Yeah, number 2-hole.
Okay, the batter.
Yes.
Lineup. Eating that number 2-hole.
Second spot in the lineup.
Second spot in the lineup. Thank you.
There we go.
I didn't make it sound any better.
Let's
so.
Get that. Hey, what's that glass cup doing in front of you? Wrong.
Wow.
I know. There are so many better ways to phrase that.
Yeah,
there are.
And that's what we got. All right, quick predictions, guys. I guess we could save these for what's on tap, but since I brought it up, I won't make the people wait. What do we think happens at the Dish this weekend? Who wins and how many games?
I think tonight actually could be your closest game. I think Texas wins this in 2. I think they're going for the 37th time, and that means we got a show on Monday, boys.
No game tonight. I will say that.
Yes, that is true.
Tomorrow night. The closest game.
Yes, tomorrow
Ty
night.
Madden
there
game.
We go. Ty Madden game. Let me get that straight.
I thought you meant that this was going to be closest game, meaning because it ain't going to be played.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Why it's going to be close. They're going to blow the hell out of them for the
tonight,
next 2.
Tonight, when South Florida guys go down to 6th Street, that's going to be the tightest it's been. The tightest it's going to be weekend long.
South Florida baseball team and the Rot Rally together.
This is also a way to distract South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got to make sure that they're entertained, all right? They have some fun tonight when they go out.
Left field's done that way before left field was around. There used to be people that would be on U-Hauls, and they would talk to the – I remember doing this in college. Talk to the left fielder or right fielder. Be like, yo.
And meet us at this bar.
This would be a weekend series.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we got some women. We're going out to 6th Street. meet us there, and you'd take them out. You'd buy them shots and just get them so hungover for the Saturday game that they're still hungover for the Sunday
that
game.
That is fantastic.
That happened, and we did that.
And you can only do it in only baseball. Not only
bat boy espionage. I've been a part of a lot of espionage.
Wow. So you can only do it in baseball, too, and apply to other sports.
Right. Yeah.
It has a baseball, it's a weekend series.
Because you talk to them on Friday, and you're like, yo, man, we're going out tonight. And especially if they weren't that good. But there are teams that were really good, and guys were like, look, I mean, they're 19 years old.
Yeah.
And if they're coming from Manhattan, Kansas?
Exactly.
They want to get a weekend in.
They want to get it in here in Austin.
Yeah.
In multiple ways.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a tip.
If you heard that out there, do your part. Do your part.
That is awesome.
Do your part.
That's so frowned upon in today's. I mean, it's probably frowned upon back then, but with social media, somebody would complain, and then all the left field would get shut down because of something like that.
That's why
I got to say, I don't,
can't be.
Maybe it's just my friends back then, but it wasn't that frowned upon.
It can't be people doing it. No.
Yeah.
It can't be premeditated. It's got to seem organic.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, we're just out here having out, having a good time. If it seems like premeditated, that's wrong, but yeah.
Paul and I know we're in a break here. Paul and I were talking about this, that like when I would bat boy Long Beach State or any of those regionals, those guys would, if they saw a hot chick up there, they'd be like, yo, because they didn't have cell phones back then, but they were like, yo, this is either our hotel number or like we want to meet up with them. And they'd send you to go
run the errand.
Yeah. Like the little 9-year-old, it's like, excuse me, miss.
And it worked because you were cute then.
Yeah, right.
Well, exactly. Not saying you're not cute now, but you're getting my boy.
Exactly,
you're a cute little
exactly.
kid. They're not going to reject
you. I'm not a threat on them,
you're
right?
Perfect wingman.
Yeah, it really is. It's like,
perfect
one
wingman.
Of the better would be that pug.
That puppy pug.
The puppy pug.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Great stories there from KD. We've got Rod B. We've got BK. It's the triple option with RBKD. Hey, those are our initials if you haven't figured that out yet. When we come back, we've got the BK Lounge. It's Friday. You know what that means. It'll be time for the late Friday news dump.
Certainly have these delays on the northbound side of Mopac heading toward 2222. The backup is still toward the bridge over Lady Bird Lake. Looks like they've cleared the crash, but those delays are going to continue for a while longer as we...
Fourth and five, the national championship on the line right here.
Oh, the band is out on the field!
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw!
Auburn's going to win the football game! Auburn's going to win the football game.
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it in 2 seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Oh, wow. In your life have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes.
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the BK Lounge. June 11th, 2021 edition of the Lounge. Alongside our Texas sports historian, Kevin Dunn, and the All-American Rod Babers, I am BK Brad Kellner. What do I say next? In this edition of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations.
MVP.
Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams.
What don't you do here? And I'm being serious. Like, I can't think of anyone that has a skill set that he does.
Oh, BK?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
No, I'm serious.
No.
You know what he hadn't
Craig
done?
Craig does, but Craig's on a different level.
But Craig can't do a lot of the other stuff. I mean, Craig, in terms of production and everything.
Craig can do all the production
stuff. I guess he probably can.
Yeah, Craig cuts his own spots. Craig can do all that. Okay. Craig is probably the only one. Craig, and I would say, honestly, behind him, it's probably Chad or Snoop. I know Trey can do a lot of that stuff, too, but
right.
Snoop is... But this, what stuff Snoop does on Flex ATX is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It is freaky. I don't know. And his turnaround, like he gets this stuff, and then he turns it around like hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. But I agree. BK is a real MVP.
I know what he can't do, or what he doesn't do. He probably can.
D's nut.
Oh, I set you up. The urinal is out of order.
Oh.
And there's a do not use sign on it right now.
BK can't handle that.
You guys ever eaten one of those cakes, the urinal cakes?
Oh, God, no.
Y'all said you like cakes earlier, so I figured I'd ask.
Not about the cakes I'm talking about.
Not that cake.
Okay. I'm talking about the cakes that Jennifer Lopez
I tell you what, though. How much money?
$5.
To clean that?
No, to eat that.
To eat a urinal cake?
Yeah.
There is no amount of...
Sure there is.
Come on.
Yeah, there is.
There's a price.
$20 million.
Okay, if I put $20 million cash in front of you, Uncle Sam doesn't touch it.
I'll eat the urinal cake.
So do I.
Yeah. For way less than that.
I'll pay a dentist.
I think we could get BK down.
I'll pay a dentist $1 million to clean my mouth out with all types of antiseptic after.
Doctor, you're getting some dirty cash.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Now I'm intrigued. I'm going to start a GoFundMe for the hypothetical of that happening. Hey, guys, have y'all seen... Oh, hold on. It's time for the late Friday news dump.
Okay.
Have y'all seen the pictures
put
of...
Put that in the urinal.
Yeah. Probably what caused it to break. Have y'all seen the pictures of this boat hanging over the edge of Longhorn Dam?
Yeah.
No.
It's crazy.
Just do a Google search for Longhorn Dam, KD.
I don't know how they got there.
The photos are nuts. Like, it looks like something out of a movie. An electric boat carrying four women was saved from the edge of Longhorn Dam in East Austin yesterday after it apparently got swept up in a strong current on Town Lake. This happened a little after 2:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon. According to Brad Smith, who was an Austin police officer who got called to the scene, he said, quote, they approached the dam, weren't paying attention. They were talking to each other.
What the hell?
And yeah,
what conversation is that good?
I don't know.
Tom Miller about? Dam? Yeah, okay. I don't know why I never thought that was... I didn't know what Longhorn Dam was. I always thought it was Tom Miller Dam.
I didn't know it was either. I didn't know that dam existed,
both.
I'll
it's
be
both,
honest.
Okay.
It's
both.
Yeah. Is that a Lady Bird, Town Lake thing
exactly.
Where I'm born and raised
loop
here?
One.
Loop 1.
Thing, yeah.
Ben White's got like 90 of them.
Exactly.
Does anyone call it Loop 1, even the people who
no,
were born here?
Never. Okay. It was always
Mopac. Some
people
come out of town, they're like, I'm on Loop 1
right.
Now. And you're like, okay,
Mopac.
You're on Mopac. All right. They're like, but I got to get to Mopac. Like, you're on Mopac. Sorry. You're, yeah, I mean.
I wrote Town Lake into a script or two doing Longhorn Extra, and they go, oh, that's Lady Bird Lake. I go, no, I'm from here. You've been here for a fart. It's Town Lake.
Yeah.
Town Lake.
Town Lake.
That's what I'm bringing to this here, okay?
The authenticity.
Some credibility.
Yeah.
So the image is crazy, and James Kane works at Retro Boat Rentals in Austin. I guess he had rented the boat out to these four women. He rushed to the scene after getting a distress call from the passengers. Like, I think they finally realized, like, uh-oh, we probably shouldn't be here. So this James Kane guy goes out there, he ties a rope to the endangered vessel as it was approaching the edge of the dam.
I mean, right at the edge. Like, half the boat is over the
half
edge.
Half the boat is over the edge.
That is
and they're just hanging out.
Unbelievable.
They're just hanging out in the boat.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Okay, at what point do you
how
jump?
Hot are they?
What point? Because where are the life? Do they have life vests on?
They do have life vests.
Okay.
They didn't have them originally. This James Kane guy who was called to the scene actually supplied
and
them
so
with
why,
life vests.
So how can they have a boat without life vests in it and allow people to get it without life vests in the boat?
How did it not go over? How did you just sit in there?
I don't know. All questions that I don't
wow.
have answers to. I mean, there are a bunch of signs hundreds of feet away from the edge of the dam that say, don't cross this line.
Yep.
Don't come anywhere close to here.
They must have been talking.
They were talking. They were probably on their phones talking about something.
Right.
They just completely ignored all of those signs.
We
and
used to,
the current
dude,
swept them up.
Wave runners, we used to get pretty close to that.
Really?
Yeah. But we were always worried, like, hey, we could get a ticket if they see us breaking that.
So their motor still worked. The current was just stronger than their motor.
Yep.
Oh,
that's
wow.
exactly
that's scary.
What happened.
That's scary as hell, man.
So apparently, this Kane cat said it was kind of weird. They were calm the whole time.
They look calm in the boat.
Yeah. I don't know if they didn't know what to do or if
back.
They... Yeah,
I jumped out that
area. Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
My ass would have been out before it got to that.
Well, I mean, can you swim against the current?
I don't know if you can. It's a good point.
Like,
you've
got a motor
it.
In the boat. You don't have a motor. Well, I don't know these women. I don't think they have a motor
well done.
In their bodies.
Well done.
So where they could
well done.
Outdo the current.
You,
not right.
You don't trust their motor boating skills?
Yeah.
Not at all.
No. I don't trust their motor either. I don't think they're very high motor kids. But it's crazy, man. And apparently there's concrete on the other side of that dam.
Ooh.
And it's a 36-foot fall.
That's
game over.
That's game over. Because that boat looks like it would have fell on top of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have flipped and fell on top of my man.
Amazing.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing.
It is.
Props
it's scary looking at that picture, dude.
Yeah.
Where they are. They are literally half the boat.
Like they were that close to death. It's not like they were close to like, they fall and hit some more water and they're probably fine. It's a pain in the ass to get out of there, but whatever. They're probably gone.
We've never seen this happen before, right? I've lived here a while. Katie, have you ever
heard
this happening?
No.
Dude, I didn't know Longhorn Dam was a thing. I didn't know this existed.
Yeah.
And this is the only way I would ever find out that it existed was somebody falling or becoming or getting very close to falling.
That is crazy.
Apparently, it has been Longhorn Dam for a long time. So that's just one of those that I didn't know the name. I always thought of it as the Emmett Shelton Bridge and then Tom Miller Dam.
Mm.
But I've never heard. I've heard of stories of people that drowned or got caught, once you're down there,
once you're in there,
they're fishing, and those currents, like after floods, can get really strong, and if you're not a good swimmer. But no, I've never heard of anyone going over it.
Man, wow. Natural selection was so close.
Oof, it really
natural
was.
Natural selection has to be kicking itself.
I mean,
hey guys, hey natural selection, coming on the show. That's score negative one for women out there. By the way, I'm just pinning this whole thing on the female gender.
Okay,
because it was for women here.
Yeah,
all right.
Right.
What's the guy's name? Let's give him some love because that truly is heroic.
James
Kane.
Kane.
Okay.
Yeah, James Kane.
Absolutely. Real absolutely. Deal. All right. Next up on our late Friday news. Dawn.
If one of them's hot, he should have given him. He'd be like, look.
I don't think they
dude's
were.
A lifesaver.
I think I need your number.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
It's probably not his pickup line.
No.
Next story, guys. Have you heard of social media's hottest new couple?
No.
I'm not giving you a lot of hints. Well, they embody two of love's most romantic cliches. Love is blind, and age is nothing but a number.
Oh, no.
We've got a 37-year age gap between a couple of TikTokers who have become viral.
That's gross.
Due to their relationship.
Gross.
The male is 23. He's known as King. And the girlfriend is 60. She is known as Queen.
Gross.
And their videos have gone viral. And I mean very viral. This guy's got more than 420,000 followers and over 6.8 million likes on TikTok. And the videos are often them swaying to R&B songs or dancing to rap hits. They insist that their love is genuine, and some other people believe them. Guys, a 23-year-old guy and a 60-year-old woman. Rod, you said gross, KD. Any counter thoughts?
No. That can't be her.
No, you got the wrong one. Yeah.
Well, I put you TikTok it, King and Queen.
Type in 60, 60.
Dude, she doesn't look a day over 90.
Okay. Like, and that's not her.
She looks like her skin is decomposing.
Okay.
Like, she looks way older than 60. It's not like there are good-looking 60-year-old people.
Yeah, there are.
She is not anywhere close to one of them.
So I definitely had a MILF phase. I'm trying to think of what...
This is far from MILF. This
no,
is
right.
MILF.
Yeah, this is GILF.
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 Yeah.
Good.
So the internet is relentless, guys. Many people in the comments of their TikToks have left brutal remarks about the sincerity of their relationship.
Look this up.
Of course, you get the claim that the guy is only with the girl because she's rich. Some people claim that he's the caretaker for a woman on the verge of death. You've got, somebody actually commented that she looks like she's decomposing. Someone said the woman is a poor thing who can barely walk. Another comment says she's going to need oxygen and a life alert after they post another dancing video. Do y'all have a picture yet?
No.
I'll go in there.
I'm usually good at pulling this up.
He is really good.
Search, I'm not getting any
search,
of these.
TikTok.
I put King and Queen.
TikTok.
No,
some
couple
hot young Asian chick. I was like, what are you talking about?
She was nice.
You get the Kevin James show also.
Right, exactly.
Queens.
What'd you put? TikTok?
Oh, I found it, I think. No, Ava Max? Is that her?
Man.
I don't know. I can't find her.
I'll find it. I want y'all to see it during the segment, so I'll type and talk at the same time. The couple has taken to Instagram Live to speak out against the haters. And Cheryl, a.k.a. Queen, says, I'm not doing anything wrong. We dance. We spread positive vibes. We have a lot of good things going for us, and I'm not going to let the haters win, end quote.
All right,
boy, she sounds like she's dating a 23-year-old. How many 60-year-olds say, we spread positive vibes, and
go.
I'm not going to let the haters
go.
Win?
Oh, man.
She's gross.
She looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
She's in bad Crypt shape
keeper.
For a 60-year-old.
Yeah, she's in really bad shape.
She's in bad shape for a 60-year-old.
Yeah, she looks like she's about to die.
Yeah,
yeah,
she does.
I know 60-year-olds that look way better than this.
Yes.
Like, she's not even... He needs to find him a more attractive 60-year-old.
Well, he needs to find somebody probably younger than 60, considering he's 23.
True that.
But if you are going to go 60, you got to do better.
You
got
to do better than that, brother. That's,
he's in love?
Yeah. With what?
How much money does she have?
Yeah,
thank you.
There are people who are suggesting that, but we don't have an answer to that.
Look at this.
Yeah, dude, it's bad.
She looks like she's 90 something. Like she looks like a 90-year-old.
Not
woman.
A day over 90, like
how
I said.
No, you were right.
You were so right. I cannot believe she looks that bad for 60. Seriously, man.
So there you go. There's your late Friday news dump. Yes, yeah, social media's hottest new couple, a 23-year-old guy and a 60-year-old gal.
He needs to stop it. What is he going to... How does his mama feel about this?
Apparently the family approves, according to their TikToks.
Yeah, approve.
Yeah. And look, they should disapprove, and not because it's interracial. Because it's strong.
It's just wrong.
Strong.
On so many levels, that is
the,
wrong.
The least wrong thing about it, the thing that's actually right about it, is the fact that, you know, it's interracial.
And
but
he's
this
sexually
is,
attracted to that. That's amazing.
Man,
it's amazing
that.
How our brains work in terms of sexual attraction. Like, what's attractive?
This doesn't work, I would say.
It is.
Mine works. His doesn't work.
His is broken.
Unreal. You ever see that, though? You ever see a couple that's out of whack?
Oh, yeah.
Either the guy is much better looking than her, like
or
this case,
vice versa,
or vice versa, the chick.
Yeah.
And you just go, what? What is going on? But you know what? Maybe they just love each other.
They just love each other.
They usually say the guy outkicked the coverage. I'm going to go ahead and say the gal outkicked the
coverage.
Oh,
God.
Oh, she's killing it right now, man.
Reggie Roby.
Yeah. Does she have kids?
And I'm a gunner.
She has kids, and apparently her kids approve of it, too.
Her kids older than him?
Their relationship, yeah.
They might be older than him.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If her kids approve, that means she didn't have any money.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you just take care of her, brother.
Hold on.
You're not taking anything from us. In fact, you're freeing us up.
We're going to break. There's the late Friday news dump here on the Triple Option with RBKD. What's on tap is next.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash you?
Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really
man,
good.
That's good. That's...
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. Last show of the week. Last segment of the week, I should say. Before we get out of here, we'll let you know what's on tap. You can go to hornfm.com if you missed any part of any of the shows and just go to the podcast page there. You can catch up with anything you may have missed. But this weekend, I'm sure a lot of people will be tuning in to 104.9 The Horn to hear Craig Way. Is Keith calling it with him?
Keith's doing it with him.
Ooh, Craig Way and Big Red on the call.
Nice.
That's going to be great. So tune in this weekend to 104.9 The Horn to hear the Longhorns and the Super Regionals. Also, you can hear it on The Horn app if you just need to be about, out and about, but you want to hear Craig Way and Keith on the call. That's
love
the best
it.
Way to do it. And I believe... What's the other? Where's it coming on? Like television? What's the?
It'll.
You know?
I want to say
know?
I haven't looked.
Do
yet.
We know who's calling it?
No.
Okay. It's on one of the ESPNs.
Here, let me see if you got it.
So it's right. Above LHN, but I will give LHN a shout out because they're going to have a pregame tomorrow.
Oh, good,
nice.
Good, very good.
So a half hour pregame.
Oh, shout out.
7:30 to 8:00. I think it's going to be at the tennis center, right? Outside of left field, so
you
might pick up some of those.
Who's going to be hosting? Is Loeb going to be doing it?
I would think so. I think
Zeke's
going
to be a part of it. Good. I know. I don't know who the host is.
All right.
We did one of those for Super, and we did it at the softball stadium, which is pretty cool. Like
that
on top,
is really cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, college baseball for me. I mean, a bunch of sports. NBA playoffs, 2 games tonight. A bunch of games this weekend. The conference finals in hockey get going this weekend. But college baseball, man, this. This might be the best weekend of college baseball. I like regional weekend just because there's games all the time. But this is a pretty spectacular college baseball weekend, too.
It's a great weekend. I'm with you. I like regional just because I like all the different play, you know, all the different games, and you get so much. But, yeah, I mean, you really get to a point now. You're going to see high-level baseball. Rod, to answer your question, ESPNU and ESPN2.
Thank you.
And it's Mike Monaco and Eduardo Perez.
Eduardo Nájera.
Not that. Eduardo Perez.
People are really particular about who they like to call their games or who's actually doing the play-by-play. That's why I just wanted to know because I'm simply like, oh, I'll never listen to that guy do a play-by-play of
right.
my team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope the game doesn't get to like 11:45.
Uh-oh.
Well, then you'll get the joke?
Guess what? It's going to be today. Yep. I got it. I got the
new
midnight
material.
Thing. Got that early.
Get some new material, guys.
Early on in life, I got that.
New material.
I bet it's going to happen, too.
It probably will.
Man,
people are going to tweet me on
that. Eduardo Perez is like a big ESPN guy, so that's a good get. I'm not a huge fan of his work, though.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
I'm very critical of my broadcast.
You really are.
You're
like overly critical. I'll admit it. Like,
both of you guys are play-by-play people, so it,
I know, but I feel like I'm more lenient. Although I did get on Cousins, play-by-play guy.
It's just because you guys, there's a peers to you guys.
Yeah. Mike Rooney's the best for me. And actually, Kyle Peterson's the best. But Mike Rooney's really damn good. I love Runes. And some of that's also personal. So it gets back to what you're saying, Rod. Mm. he's become a friend because I've worked with him and
there you go.
And I know him and he's just such a
you can know how good he is too.
Yeah,
you
right. That him, too, like, exactly. This guy's really good.
Yeah,
and he thinks I'm great. So
there's a quid pro quo. He's somewhere bragging about KD. So you're like, oh.
Exactly. It's like this guy is his memory like for college baseball. I'm like, I like this guy, Mike. You think he's good? I like this guy, Mike.
Unreal. Rod B, what about you, man? Outside of sports, what's on tap for you this weekend?
Oh man, that is good. I have a birthday party I gotta go to.
Whoa.
Yeah, for a friend. It's weird. Gotta do that. And,
isn't it nice when you can do that now?
Yeah, actually, yeah. It's the first time I'm actually going to a birthday party.
You sound thrilled.
In a long time.
Hope they're not listening.
Yeah.
A lot like your fiance. I hope she's never listening.
I'm excited to go.
There's the uninvite right there.
Man.
Rod no longer has a birthday party to go to.
I'm excited about it.
All right. BK, just baseball, right?
Sports. Drinking. It's a weekend for me.
Oh, man.
Same as always.
I want some good stories.
We'll work on it.
We're going to have some stories. We'll be back on Monday, most likely. Who knows what with the way the series is going to work out, but plan on us being back at 3 o'clock. We appreciate all the support. We're having a blast doing this thing, and we will talk to y'all on Monday. Don't forget, we got all those Saturday shows, and yes, we got Super Regionals. For BK, for Rod, I'm Kevin. Y'all have a great weekend. Peace.